Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, July the 30th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Nine of Swords, and this one comes to us from a very popular deck, the Everyday Witch Tarot by artist Elizabeth Alba. Now, I'll be honest with you, we saw this card June 30th. Here it is, July the 30th. What has happened in the last 30 days? What have you done? No doubt it has been different than what you were doing in April and May, okay, and even in June. So, you know, I just can't help but think it isn't really a bad thing, even if there is some uncertainty that's here, you know, because you could be wondering if you're doing the right thing, if, you know, if it's all going to work out, whatever the case may be. We are one day away from the end of the month. And the month ends on a much, much different note. I just have to say that, okay? There are aspects coming up tomorrow, which you're feeling today. And, you know, when we start feeling all kinds of things that we can't understand, it's very easy to have that feeling of, you know, fear, anxiety, not being able to sleep. Maybe it's, you know, lack of sleep on a good, you know, good way, where we're just so overcome by our thoughts and trying to second guess how everything is going to work out. But let's talk about tomorrow, today, what's happening here. First up, we have an opposition between Mercury and Saturn. This right here falls in line with this card because it has you probably seeing the negative in situations. All right. Mercury is our thought and communication. Saturn is very restrictive and, you know, it just like sometimes it just makes us feel like we're under the universe's thumb. So I wouldn't sign anything important, you know, in the next day or so. And just in case, unless we come up with a better aspect that would, you know, help you to feel that you could. But things, they feel serious. All right. So Venus is going to square Chiron tomorrow. Boy, oh boy, you know, relationships, boy, past pain, stuff like that. You know, there's just, they all go in line with this card and how it's making us feel. But I'm telling you, it's not meant to be that way. There's a bunch of stuff in here together. And the final two aspects for tomorrow, and I will be talking about them again tomorrow with tomorrow's card. And I love tomorrow's card, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet. Uranus will conjunct the North Node. Talk about something that just sends you off in a new direction. You know, whether it's your impulse or an event that makes you have to do it. Followed by the Sun in Leo conjunct Jupiter in Aries, which is still sitting at that 8-degree station. Yeah. Sun trine Jupiter. I don't know what I just said. But anyway, yeah. One of the best possible aspects that there is. I don't think we could end the month on a better note, in all honesty, all right? Something's like right there. And it may not be all yours come tomorrow, but we appear to be getting ready to not just close out a month, but to close out a cycle. And you're going to want to hear my August Love and Finance, which will, by the time this comes out, this will already have been out and available to everyone to listen to. And August brings some new things, all right? So whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling with this Nine of Swords, I want you to know that the Sun and Jupiter are going to leave you feeling really good about something. So make sure you get a good night's sleep because you're going to need it. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.